Okay, so I want to start with the new topic and try to move a little forward. The new topic is Kiddushin and Chalipin, or Chalipin. Again, we spent a lot of time on Beis Un Beis, and we kind of earlier had read some of the bottom of Beis Un Beis. I'm going to skip over the... There's a... Because of the language of Drachim, Mishnah says, Isha Niknes Begimel Drachim. So, because of the language of Derech, the Gemara has a whole discussion about other usages of the word Derech, and there's a certain Zroim issue here, about whether Basar Lakita, Basar Chanata, how we define, growth when it comes to Zroim. So we're going to skip that, because that will take a little bit of time, and it's not really a Kiddushin topic at all. It's just here for linguistic purposes. So since we sometimes expand into other Gemaras and Ta'an, which are connected, it's also, I guess, only fair that now and then we skip over something that really isn't part of the Limud. A little compensation. But the next topic is very relevant, and that is the Gemara here in Gimel Amud Aleph. So the it's also in the sheets for people who didn't have a Gemara, but... Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara here wants to know Minyana Dereisha Lemutemai. The Mishnah says that Aisha Niknes Begimel Drachim, that a woman is she becomes married, and the language of Kinyan is used, Begimel Drachim, in three different ways. And the question is, then it says Bekesef Bishtar Ubebia, and the question is, we can all count. Well, right, so why the need to spell out that there are only three? Why not to say, Isha Niknes Bekesef Bishtar Ubebia? Okay. So the Gemara says that Minyana Dereisha Lemutemai, what does the number come to exclude? It sounds like these and not something else. So the Gemara says, Minyana Dereisha Lemutemai, Minyana Deseifa Lemutemai. You can ask this question also in the second half of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that the woman is Kones Atzma, right, Beget Ubemisas Habal. So in both cases, it says Shtei Drachim. What's the point of the of being so specific? So the Gemara says Minyana Dereisha Lemutei Chupa, that the first idea is that the Minyana Dereisha excludes Chupa. So that's very fascinating. We're not going to discuss that right now because the Gemara has a longer Shakla Vitaria about that on Daf Hei Amud Aleph. But we'll just spend a couple of minutes on it just to understand what we mean by this. Then the Gemara says, Ula Rav Huna da Amar Chupa Kone Mikal V'Chomer Lim Ute Mai. Not everybody agrees that Chupa is excluded from the from Kiddushin, from Ishas, from Erusin. And if that's the case, then we need another explanation of what we're trying to be Mamayit, what we're trying to exclude in this particular case. And the Gemara says, Lemute Chalipin. And that's what we'll be discussing more extensively. But this idea that there's a debate whether Chuppa is going to be effective for Erusin is mostly discussed by the Gemara, you'll see later on Hei Amud Aleph to Hei Amud Beis. We can just turn to it for 1 second. Let me just explain what the stakes are. The Gemara says here, this is in the second of the wide lines on Hei Amud Aleph towards the bottom, or another way to say that would be 6 lines up from the bottom of the page. Maybe that's easier. Okay, so it's the second line of the wide lines, or 6 lines up from the bottom. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Chuppa Kone Mikal V'Chomer. That Chuppa should be effective for Erusin, for phase one of Ishus, and we should learn this from a Kal V'Chomer. What's Kal V'Chomer? Ma Kesef She'enu Machil B'Truma, right, Kone. Kesef, meaning if you have, if we're talking about if the Erusin takes place and the Nisuin has not yet taken place, then the wife, the Arusa of the Kohen, right, is not sufficiently bonded to him, right, to justify the eating of truma on the basis of eshes kohen. So that's what we're saying. Ma kesef, meaning erusin, she'eno machil betruma, nonetheless is kona. Chupa, which seems to be even stronger than kesef, because smacheles betruma, meaning nisuin, enudin she'tikne. Then the Gemara challenges it, but I'm going to leave that Gemara for later on. I just want to make the point that there's a debate between Rav Huna and the Chachamim whether or not chuppa would be a fourth method of erusin. Now, typically, chuppa is what's done as a gemar. It's done after the erusin. It's the nisuin. And the issue is, what happens if you do chuppa in a vacuum? In other words, without there being any previous erusin, does it work as a form of erusin or not? That's the issue, and we'll get back to it. Yeah.
Just a definition. Does chuppa mean maisa nisuin? That's knisa leveso, or does it mean simply the establishment of some kind of informal like we have?
So the question is, what do we have as chuppa? Right? So, I mean, let's just say it this way. There is a debate in the Rishonim, what chuppah and lahalacha, what chuppah is. No, it's the classical chuppah, the chuppah that follows erusin. There's a debate what that is. So even in terms of what you just said, the Ran, in the beginning of Ksuvos, is of the opinion that it means knisa lebeso, that once they come and live together in their home, and she enters his home, that constitutes the act of chuppah. Whereas, for example, according to the Rambam, and we'll discuss this much more, right, chuppah is yichud, right, haroi libiya. In our weddings, let's say that would be going into the yichud room, right? That's very different than kinesa lebeisa. There is a view that the chuppah is standing under a chuppah, which I think is what you meant by what we do. I made my comment because we do that, but we also do entering into the Yichud room, right, and several other things. The Tosis Rid on Daf Heyom and Aleph here, or Gimel and Aleph, sorry, and then again Heyom and Aleph, is of the opinion that Chuppah is what we call the Badekin sometimes, Prisas Taliso Aleha. So, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes all of these shittos and says we should really do them all, okay? Because we're not really sure which one it is. So I think it's an interesting question to ask when Rav Huna and the Chachamim debate whether chuppah could also function as a form of erusin. So one would think that whatever definition we apply to chuppah as phase two is being discussed as chuppah as phase one. And that's very reasonable, and I think that's what you're asking. I do think it's possible that we might distinguish, or we might suggest that the idea that chuppah might qualify for erusin and not just for nisuin, in other words, for phase one and not for phase two, makes a lot more sense according to certain definitions than others. So that Rav Huna, who happens to be of the opinion that chuppah works as a form of erusin, it could be that what he thinks is chuppah is not necessarily agreed to by the Chachamim. And I think that's exactly what you're asking. So if you look at... one second. Let's see. If you look at Rashi here, Lemutei chuppah on Gimel Amud Aleph, Rashi says, Shim besara la'aviyah l'chuppah l'shem kedushim enim u'kadeshes bekach. Very interesting. Again, we'll talk more about it later. Rashi defining chuppah refers to mesiras ha'av l'chuppah. Meaning, it seems to be talking about a case of ketana, where you have a father who's marrying off his daughter and is giving her over to the chuppah. The truth is, if you look at the Tosri Azakein on the spot, I'm not sure if he has it. Chuppah. She mesar l'chuppah l'shem kedushin l'mahani. Doesn't say anything about a ketana or a father. The Gemara is talking about whether chuppah is a form of erusin. how many, what is the percentage of cases of kedushe and nisuei ketana among all the marriages that take place? Bismanenu, zero, but or almost zero, should be zero. But let's say even in the time when there was no problem with such a thing, you know, still 10%, 5%. It's very strange that Rashi gives the example of the definition of chuppah relating to a father and a child, and a minor child. Strange. There's also discussion. Some people say yichud. Here, some people say knisa lebeso. If you look at the Baal Itra and other Rishonim. So what are they trying to say? They're just trying to plug in whatever chuppah means generally to explain to you what it's referring to? Or is it possible that what they're saying is that Rav Huna, who's of the opinion that chuppah works for Erison, he might have a certain bias toward a certain perspective on chuppah. Okay, so what do I mean by all this? What I mean is that on the surface, the fact, and this is part of the whole Shaka Vitari of the Gemara later on, but we'll get to it when we get to Hayyamid Aleph, on the surface, the fact that chuppah is effective to complete the Ishus doesn't necessarily make it a very good candidate to initiate the Ishus. And that is particularly true in light of last week's shiur and other shiurim that we've had. Right? We've been trying to explain throughout that one of the chidushim of the Torah, Maimon Har Sinai, was that kiddushin, that Ishus for a Jew, is split up into two parts, Erusin and Nisuin. And that for the Rambam at least, we've tried to make the case, you know, in different ways, that the first phase is more of a kinyan, it's even more of an oser. To some extent, it's a step away as an investment towards a greater sense of confidence and commitment when the ishus is finally completed. The point being that phase one is very much a kinyan, it's an oser, it's very mammon-oriented or kinyanesque oriented, whereas phase two is something which highlights in a much more obvious way, right, the beginning of the intimate life that they share, the private life that they share. Chayehu ishus. So the point is, if you were, for example, take the Rambam's view, which is that chuppah is ideally yichud haroi lebiya. So that is a great example, which you're going to make, the erusin is going to be kesef and the nisuin is going to be chuppah haroi lebiya. That's because one is phase one. It's a kinyan. It's an oser. It's a contractual agreement which implies commitment and reliance and so on and so forth. And that's the framework for getting to stage two, which is chaye ha'ishos. So when Rav Huna comes along and Rav Huna says, in my opinion, if chuppah can work as phase two, kal v'chomer, it should also be able to work as phase one, right? We all understand that that's not such a davar pasht. It's not so simple. Because, as I like to say, and this is relevant to a number of the Gemaras we're going to encounter, not everything is interchangeable and stands in a quantitative hierarchy. Meaning not every institution, right, is applicable. Right, the Gemara is going to discuss this. What about chalitza in Ishus? Or a get in Yibum? Or all sorts of suggestions, right? The a lot of these suggestions are based on the principle of interchangeability. In other words, if it works for this, it should work for that. But we all understand that the ability to project that just because something works in one area, it's going to work in another area, is based on the assumption, on a combination of assumptions, either about the universality of what we're talking about, or about the similarity of the applications. And if I say that, kesef works in Ishus and Erusin, so it should work in Yibum, or Chalitza works in Yibum and therefore it should work in Ishus, both of these are not correct. But the Gemara weighs both of these issues, right? The initial assumption is that Chalitza is interchangeable. It's not something unique to Yibum per se. Kesef is not something unique to Erusin. And that there's an open comparison between these. But that can be challenged. So when I say, oh, chuppah works as a gomer, therefore, kesef doesn't work as a gomer. Chuppah is stronger than kesef, right? Kesef works as a phase one, therefore chuppah should work as a phase one. That's the Gemara's essential argument, according to Rav Huna. But the Chachamim will tell you that that argument is flawed, because not everything is interchangeable, not everything stands in a quantitative hierarchy. And what you really might say, and we'll get back to this later, is that the very reason that chuppah is a perfect way to be gomer, right, is the very reason why it's a terrible way to be matchil. And for the very reason that kesef is a perfect way to be matchil, it's not an effective way to be gomer. Namely, kesef is about kinyan, and chuppah may very well be about a symbol of something which is far more intimate. So when Rav Huna, right, was considering this kal v'chomer and considering the possibility that chuppah is going to work not only to be gomer but also to be koneh, it would be reasonable to think that that's only, right, because Rav Huna himself has a perspective on chuppah that makes it more interchangeable, namely that makes it more like a kinyan. So this is my personal theory, but that's why I think Rashi, when he's explaining Rav Huna, speaks about a father, right, handing over his daughter, his minor daughter, for chuppah. That's only 7% of the cases. I made up the number. But not, it's certainly not 20%, and it's certainly not 50%. So why does Rashi... There's nothing in the Gemara that motivates the interpretation, you know, of chuppah in this way. But I think that what Rashi was trying to tell us was Rav Huna has a certain perspective on chuppah which makes him inclined to think that it can work for Eirusin. And that works according to certain definitions. So that is the, I wouldn't say it's the short answer to your question, but it's, I think what you're asking, and I think that's what we're trying to see.
You seem to contrast the Tosef HaZaken to Rashi.
Yeah.
When the Tosef HaZaken says, She'im Masra L'chupa, who's the Mosir?
It's hard to know.
I think he's saying the same thing as Rashi.
Maybe not. He doesn't say that it's Ktana, that's for sure. But it could be. Could be. It's not as explicit. That's certainly true.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Rashi says Avia l'chuppah. Right. Again, the Mishnah Memches in Ksuvis speaks that, you know, her representatives, his representatives. It also has Masar Av l'shulchei, you know, Habal. So you might be right, but it's a little less explicit. Okay. Getting back to Dav Gimel Amud Aleph then, so the point is that there's already a debate whether or not the Minyana Dereisha is Memayit Chuppah or not. We'll get back to that. We spent again last week trying to discuss whether Chuppah's level of Das is different, whether Chuppah requires Edekiyum, and there are many other issues like that. But in any case, the Gemara says that, you know, if you hold like Rav Huna, the minyan of the Reisha could be Mamait Chalipin. Oh. What is Chalipin? This is part of what we're going to discuss. So the Gemara says, Lemute Chalipin. Sokatai Techamina ho the Gomar Kicha Kicha Miste Afron. Ma Soda Mekanya Bechalipin. Af Ishanami Mekanya Bechalipin. Kamashmala. So the Gemara says, why would you think that Chalipin, we'll explain what it is in a minute, should work in Kiddushin? Because the source of Kiddushin Kesef is the parsha that we just read this week, Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron, right? And just as a Sadeh can be acquired through Chalipin, so too Isha, you might have thought, could be acquired through Chalipin as well. The Arachayim on the Psukim in Chayisara actually suggests, it's a little bit of a problem for the Maskana of the Gemara here, that the Kinyan with Ephron was not a Kinyan Kesef, or at least it wasn't only a Kinyan Kesef. He suggests it was a Kinyan Chalipin, because the language of the Torah keeps using Matana, Nesina, Mecher. So the Arachayim says, what's going on here? Is it a Mecher? Is it a Nesina? Is it a Matana? What is it? So he suggests that Avraham Avinu wanted to inoculate this mecher from any kind of error, any kind of appeal, any kind of challenge. And the rule is that there's no din of, according to at least the Rambam and the Rif, there's no din of ona'a, right? You can't argue price when it comes to a kinyan chalipin. It's a kind of a barter, we'll discuss it, kind of a kinyan. So the Aruch Chaim says that actually this transaction of Shtei Efron wasn't kinyan kesef, it was chalipin. Then he says, aye, but how could it be matbea doesn't work for chalipin? And it was arba meos shekel. So he says, no, it wasn't matbeos. It was 400 pieces of silver. Kalim. Based on the Gemara, says something similar in Bechoros, Daf Nun. So Aruch Chaim quotes that. He says, that's what it was. It was an ear-or-proof Kenyan. And that's the reason that it was done, B'derech Chalipin. Very fascinating. Problem is, it doesn't work so well. It works with the Havamina here, but it doesn't work so well with the Maskana, because the Gemara says, the Eima Hachanami. So what's wrong with that idea? Maybe it's true. Maybe you could have Kiddushim B'Chalipin. So the Gemara says, Chalipin Isnayu B'Pachas Mishava Pruta, because the Gemara says in Bamatzia that Chalipin can be done with a kli. I'll explain what it is in a minute, which is even worth less than a pruta in its market value. The isha b'pachus mishava pruta, and an isha, when it comes to being miskadeshes with an object that is worth less than a pruta, lo. And here the girsa of Rashi and our text is lo mekanya nafsha. Okay, the girsa of Tosis, as we'll soon see, is lo mekanya. Okay. So what does this Shakavataria mean? What's going on in the Havamina? What's going on in the Maskana? There was a question? I don't know. Are we good? Okay. What's happening here in this discussion of the Gemara? So, there are really two, broadly speaking, first of all, let me explain what Chalipin is, and then let me explain two broad perspectives here, or three maybe, in reading this Gemara. Very important Gemara. So Chalipin is literally means exchange. We sometimes call it a Kinyan Sudar, right? A mode of acquisition which is done with a Sudar, like a piece of cloth, handkerchief, a beged of some sort, Sudar. And what we mean by it is really something that the Torah speaks of, Navi speaks about in Rus, in the story of Boaz and Rus, right? Shalaf ish nalo v'nasa l'reyu v'zos l'fanim b'Yisrael ala gu'ula v'ala tzmura, right? L'kayim kol davar. The psukim in Rus describe some sort of a exchange or barter or an agreement. We'll see exactly what it is, where a nal, a kli, was used to trigger an agreement. Now, the reason I'm saying it so, circumspectly is because there's a major debate in the Gemara, which we'll have to get back to, regarding what this actually was. There are two opposite views as to what took place in Rus and what takes place typically in a chalipin. If you look here, I think I have it here somewhere. Bumnitsiya mem zayin omen aleph. At least I hope I did. Oh, did I not do it? Oh, that was silly. Okay, I made a mistake. I brought the Rambams, but I forgot to bring the Gemara Bumnitsiya. Okay, the Gemara Bumnitsiya discusses the following. The Gemara says that when the Pasuk in Ruth says, v'shala fishnala v'nasan l'reyehu, it doesn't make clear who gave the nal to who. So basically, there's a debate. I'll try to get it for next 2 weeks when we come back. I'll try to photocopy it, copy it for then. And that is there's a machlokes between Rav and Levi. Rav is of the opinion that Chalipin works with Kalev Shel Kona. And that's how we paskin as well. If you look, I did quote the Rambam. if you look at the Rambam in Perek Hey, Hilchos Mechira, Halacha, on page 5, Halacha Hey, Hakakos va'avodim va'behemos v'shar kol ha'metaltalim kol achad mehem nikna b'chalipin v'hu ha'nikra kinyan. V'ikar derech hazos she'yiten ha'kone l'makne. The kone, the person who wants to acquire whatever he wants to acquire, he wants to acquire a field, an eved, a behema, metaltalin, right? He gives the makne kli, kol shehu, a kli that is worth something. V'yomar lo, k'nei kli zeh, chelef ha-chotzer, o ha-yayin, o ha-behema, o ha-evet shemachartali li b'kach b'kach. And then look at halacha above for a second, number 7. Ein konim ele b'kelim, v'alf ha-pishem b'shava pruta, v'ein konim b'dover sh'asar b'ana, v'lo b'peris, v'o b'mabeya, v'ein konim b'kelim shemocher, ele b'kelim shalokeach. We pask like Rav, who says that Chalipin works, at least it looks like, an exchange. Meaning, a quid pro, it looks like a quid pro quo. It looks like I'm acquiring a Sadeh, right? I, Ruvain, am getting Shimon Sadeh. I'm giving Shimon a Kli. Although it isn't usually an even exchange. Sometimes it's very far from being even, right? But at least Shimon, who's giving up his Sadeh, or his para, or his watch, is receiving kelev shel kone. Right? The kone is being makne, a sudar, to the makne, who's then makne, the sada, the para, the watch, to the other party. So it's an exchange. However, what's really fascinating is that there's another day in the Gemara, and that's what the Rambam, of course, is referring to, rejecting. And that is the view of Levi. Levi says, no, it's not Kalev Shal Kone, it's Kalev Shal Makne. Meaning, Ruvain wants to acquire my Sadeh, my meaning Shimon. So Shimon, in order to be Makne, the Sadeh, to Ruvain, is first going to be Makne him a Sudar, of some sort, or something else. And then, after that, he's going to transfer the karka. Obviously. Oh, so the Gemara, which I very, negligently forgot to put on the sheets here, but the Gemara in Bab Metzia, Mem Zayin, Amud Aleph, trying to explain the sheet of Levi, says, what is this? A reverse Kinyan Agav? Okay, what is Kinyan Agav? Kinyan Agav is, you can be konek metaltalin agav karka. That's if I want to sell you mobilia, right, a movable object from my metaltalin, so I can, one of the ways that I can do, there are numerous ways, one of the ways I can sell you a piece of karka, and we can piggyback on the karka transaction, a metaltalin transaction. And the Gemara has a discussion later on in Kiddushin on Daf Chavav, Chavzayin, whether or not it has to be what we call tzivurin. Does the metaltalin have to be sitting on the karka or not? Okay, and the Rambam has his own special sheet about that, but the Rambam says if you say lechazeku kni, then it doesn't have to be tzivurin, whatever it is. That's called kinyan agav. But kinyan agav always works where the kinyan isn't really being made on the karka, and then the metaltalin gets transferred over. So the Gemara says in Bav Metzia about Levi, Levi says you need kelev shel, it's kelev shel makne. So the Gemara says, what is this? Is this nechasim she yesh lahem achrayas niknim agav nechasim she ein bohem achrayas? Yesh and ein bohem achrayas is a reference to real estate or mobilia. I mean, yesh achrayas means it has it has its own lien, meaning it's guaranteed because it's karka. So basically what the Gemara says, what is this, a reverse agav? There's no such thing. So the Gemara then says, no, it's not agav, it's something else. I'll leave this something else to explain for next time. But obviously the Gemara has a very hard time with Levi, because typically when two people transact, one person, you know, gives one thing, and the other person, you know, receives, you know, in exchange for it. And that's what Rav says is going on in Kinyan Chalipin. So according to Levi, we really need to understand how Chalipin could be a one-sided affair. You know, why do you need, and how does it work, that you're Makna the Sudar, and then in the framework of being Makna the Sudar, you're also Makna the Karka. And it isn't reverse Agav, so what is it? Okay. Happily, or luckily, or maybe not, I'm not sure, we don't pass, no one paskins like Levi, we paskin like Rav. So that makes things a little bit more, it gives us greater sense of comfort, because we have the typical structure of an exchange. However, we shouldn't be so complacent, right? We shouldn't be blinded by the structural point. There are elements in this kinyan which remain challenging, right, and which seem to defy the analogy of a typical exchange, even though it's called an exchange. So we need to be, you know, on the lookout. You know, our consciousness, let's say, has just been raised. So it's fascinating. Kinyan Sudar is called Kinyan. The word Kinyan in the Gemara, in the Talmud, all things being equal, refers to Kinyan Sudar. That has a double meaning. It means acquisition or mode of acquisition, Kinyan. And it also, when it refers to any kind of specific method, refers to Kinyan Sudar. That too is something that requires our attention. Is that because of its ubiquity, or is that some sort of a umdana, you know, that just developed, but is, you know, without any kind of legal consequence or significance? Or does the fact that Chazal call Kinyan Sudar Kinyan, quote unquote, is that intentional, and does that reflect not only its prominence, but maybe something about its mechanics, the way that it works? It is, you know, a ubiquitous kinyan, and a kinyan that seems to be almost uniform, as you saw from the Rambam's formulation, where the Rambam said here, Hakarkos, again, Perakei Halacha Hei, this is number one on page 5, Hakarkos va'avadim va'behema, v'shar kalamitaltalin, that's already quite a range, right? Usually karka avadim go together, but behema and metalkalin have other kinyanim. Kol echad mehem nikna b'chalipin. And then he adds, v'hu hanikra kinyan, which he repeats, you know, in other times as well. So is that the Rambam's way of saying we call it kinyan because it's so versatile, right? It defies, you know, the norm, which is that, you know, usually there's a division, you know, between karka and betaltalin, abadim, and so on. And when it comes to kinyan, it applies, you know, almost uniformly and in such a versatile way. So is it its versatility? Is it its, you know, versatility leading to its ubiquity? Or do both of those really have to do with something more conceptually foundational, and that is the way that this particular kinyan operates? Why is all this so important? Well, it's important in its own right. It's important for the world of kinyanim. It's important for the world of kinyanim. It's important for Kinyan Sudar, which, considering it is so ubiquitous and versatile, it's important to know how it works. But it's also important for this little Shaklavataria right here in front of us. Because, let's remember what's going on here. The Gemara says, Minyana Dereisha Lebutei Mai. Why does it say Gimel Drachim? Right? And if it isn't to be Mamai Chuppah, we could say according to Ravuna, then it is to be Mamai Chalipin. So the Gemara is a Havamina that Kiddushin would work the Chalipin. And the Gemara's conclusion is, and that it seems that no one disputes the conclusion, although there is a clear argument how to understand the conclusion, that Chalipin does not work the Kiddushin. So that's quite interesting, especially in light of what I just said. It's called Kinyan. It works versatilely and uniformly and ubiquitously, and yet it doesn't work with Kiddusha. Why? So again, partly the Gemara explains, Ve'ema Chanami, Kalipa Nisnayu Bapakas Mipruta, Bisha Bapakas Misharaputa, Lo Mikanya, use Rashi's Girsa, Nafsha. Since you can have Kalipin with less than a pruta, right? So that somehow disqualifies it for Kiddusha. Even in a case where there is a pruta? According to most Rishon. Was there ever a Havamina that it would work even if it was less than a pruta? A very small group of Rishon will document all of this, say yes. So both, what are we thinking here and what is this telling us about Kiddushin? All of this is very important. I would add, particularly important for the Rambam, who, according to our other, you know, topics, right, has emphasized and accentuated even the role of Kinyan in the phase one of Ishus. The fact that Erusin is a Kinyan. So if Erusin is a Kinyan, then the fact that the Stam Kinyan, you know, might have, but doesn't work, is very significant. Seemingly very significant. I'll add to the puzzle something which I don't think so many people noticed, maybe some people did, and that is that the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus never explicitly addresses the issue of Chalipin. He also doesn't address the issue of Chuppah as Erusin, which is interesting. By omission, he addresses both of them. In other words, it's clear for the Rambam that Isha nicknays only the Kesef, Bishtar, Ubibia, not with Chuppah, and not with Chalipin. But it's interesting that he never formulated it that way. If you look at the Ran later on in the Avav Med Beis, the Ran almost ignores that. If you'd read the Rambam through the Ran, you'd think that the Rambam wrote why Chalipin is unacceptable. But he didn't, and he doesn't. He never even discusses it. Almost as if to say, the reason that the Gemara gives, or the interpretation of the Rambam of the Gemara, is so compelling that there's no need even to repeat it. Okay. Well, why did I say that the Ran seems to like practically read into the Rambam an explanation? What he does is he relates to something else, and something that's part of the puzzle, so I want to get it in here as well before we start talking about the approaches. Mm-hmm. And that is, there's another Gemara, and that's the Gemara involvement base. Yeah.
the Gemara has all kinds of limuding for Kesef Shtar and Bia.
Yeah.
Right, Kicha Kicha, Yosef Ahoysa, right, and Bia.
Right.
So, what's that mean if she worked by Chuppah? What would be the limud?
So that's the Gemara later on in Haman Aleph, they want to learn it from a Kavach Homer. Right? I mean, they started off with the Kesef and Truma, but then they're going to... The idea would be to learn it from Kal V'chomer. Yeah. I thought you were going to ask me something else, but okay. We'll get to that in a minute also. Just look very quickly at the Gemara and Vav Amud Beis for a minute. Another piece of the puzzle, but one which either, if it doesn't clarify, it confuses. Okay. That's often true. So the Gemara here speaks about Matana Manas L'Hachzir. On the bottom of the page, the Gemara speaks about Matana Manas L'Hachzir, and the Gemara says the following. Here. Maika Sava Rava, this is 3, 6, 9... like 11 lines up from the bottom of the page. The Gemara says, Maika Sava Rava, Ika Sava Matana Manas L'Hachzir Shema Matana. A certain case that the Gemara is discussing, go a couple lines earlier. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Helech Mana Amanas Shetakzi Reoli. Here is $100. I give it to you conditionally. Right? You have to return it to me. Okay? Matana Manas L'Hachzir. So the Gemara says, Bemecher Lo Kana, Beisha ena mekudeshes, bepidgin aben ena ben ein bino padui, betruma yatsi de nesina v'aser lasis came b'nishin nirek a kohen m'seva beis agronus. Okay, initially it sounds like the Gemara thinks that matana manas lahachzir does not work for most halachic institutions, with the exception of nesina betruma. Even then, it's not a good idea to do it, right? But it works. So the Gemara says, Ma'ika Savar Rava, Ika Savar Matana Manas Lahachsi Shema Matana. If he thinks that a matana, which is conditioned on returning it, in other words, a temporary matana, is considered to be a matana, despite the fact that, right, it's not enduring. So, if that's the case, why is truma the only thing that works? The other cases should work as well. Because matana manasah, sishma matana. Ikasava lo shma matana, if the temporary or the restriction on the matana undermines it and it's not considered a proper matana. Matana, by definition, let's say, needs to be open-ended, right? Can't have those kind of strings attached. Safilu truma nami lo. If you need nesina betruma, and matana manas lahachzir is not a matana, it shouldn't work there either. Why this inconsistent psak? V'ot, harav Huda amar matana manas lahachzir shema matana. You happen to know quite independently that Rava is an advocate of matana manas. He thinks that it does work. So why here is he limiting it in this way? Or at least applying it inconsistently. So the Gemara says, how do we know this? Tama Rava, Helech Eser Gzel Menas Shetachsi Reili, if the Dalad Minim, of course, this is an issue, and, you know, especially on Yom Rishon, it can be a bigger issue, right, where you have a din of Lachem. So he says, take this Esrog on the condition that you return it to me. Not lo v'yichziro yatza, if he, you know, did Natilas Dalad Minim, and then he returned it, then it's great, because that means that he legitimately had it, because he was in keeping with the conditions. Bimlav. However, if he never returns it, ironically, that means that he never had it, which means that he was loyatza, because that his esra. So we see from there that Rava believes in matana manas lahachzir shma matana. So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Ravashi, we got the girsa wrong. This is what we meant. Bikulu kani. In all halachic transactions, matana manas lahachzir shma matana. Levar me'isha, with the exception of kidusha isha. If you're mekadish an isha with a matana manas lahachzir, it doesn't work. Why? Lefi she'ein isha niknas b'chalipin. That's why this is part of our topic. Because this is the girsa that we have in our gemara. There are different girsas, but let's say this is the standard girsa. She'ein isha niknas b'chalipin. Because as we said earlier on Dav Gimel, we thought, but in fact, it's not so. Right? A woman cannot be mekadish b'chalipin. And since Isha can't be Niknas B'chalipin, therefore Matana Manas Lahachzir doesn't work for Isha. Right? Okay. What does that mean? Very unclear. So if you look at Bali Tosis, again we'll get back to it. The Bali Tosis came up with a big chiddush here. Bim Tomar, B'mai Damu L'chalipin. What does Matana Manas Lahachzir have to do with Chalipin? Right. Imishim de Chalipin Hadri. So some of the Rishonim understood that really Chalipin is a Matana Manas Lahachzir. Because the Gemara in the Darim discusses, or seems to have two deos, whether or not it's Kni Al Manas Lahaknos. Gemara in the Darim, Daf Mem Ches, speaks about whether or not, typically the Gemara says, in a case of Kinyan Sudar, the Sudar would be returned. The Gemara calls it actually Kni Al Manas Lahaknos, which might be a little bit different than Matana Manas Lahachzir, but obviously could be connected. So the Gemara says, typically, what happens is that let's say according to Rav, right? So I give you a Sudar in exchange for your real estate. Okay, but in addition to that, typically, right, the Sudar is returned. Kni Al Manas Lahaknos. So Tosas, is that what it means? That every chalipin is matana manas lahachzir? Okay. So he says, this is his view. Chalipin gufayu amr ben adarim v'parakashutfim di tafas lo mitvasi. The Gemara there seems to say that even though typically the sudar is returned, if the maknet insists on keeping it and refuses to return it, that's his right. So some of the Rishonim say, yeah, when the Gemara said that, it was a Dikluya B'Alma. Really, can't keep it even if he wants, and that's what this connection of the Gemara is. But we'll get back to it. course, the problem is that the Gemara doesn't say that chalipin is no good because it's matanu min aslahatsu. The Gemara says matanu min aslahatsu is no good because it's chalipin. Yeah. So we'll talk about that too. Either way, Tosfos came up with a huge chiddush. V'nira l'ri, the lav chalipin who, really, fundamentally, chalipin l'chud and matanu min aslahatsu l'chud. And we draw banan who, this old Gemara is a dindra banan. Doesn't sound that way in the Gemara, right? But this is how Tosfos interprets it. Dilahava kiddushin lefisha derecha olam lahakser chalipin. Since even though you could get away with keeping it, most people do return the sudar, and therefore, in people's mind, right, chalipin and sudar seem to be the same. Vahani ke'ein chalipin dami, and therefore it looks to people like matanam aslahaser looks like chalipin. Va'asilameimar yishenikras b'chalipin. So people get the wrong impression. Hilkach, listen to this. Af ge'inu rabbanan l'kiddushim minei. The chachamim were oker l'kiddushim. They didn't just make a gzeira that matanam aslahaser l'chatchila should not be used. They said that if you are mekadesh b'matanam aslahaser, the kiddushim is not chal min haTorah because of this gzeira to rabbanan. I think we've talked about the fact that, you know, the Gemara has a very limited number of afkinu rabbanan l'kiddushim minei cases. Really, one, two, depends how you count them. Three or four, really. They're like six sugyas, but there's some of them overlap. The Rishonim then debate, are there other implicit afkinu Gemaras? For example, Rashi says in Masechet Shabbos that the reason Eid Echad is Neman b'misa sabal, if you have a real aguna case, meaning a missing husband, you know, where you don't know if he's dead or alive, and an Eid Echad says, identifies the body, or says, I saw that he was dead. So everybody agrees, Eid Echad is Neman b'misa sabal. But there's a big debate why that is so. Is that Doraisa? Is it based on Milsa Avida Ligluye? Chomer Shech Martalea b'tchila? Or Isha Daiko Minsava? There are all sorts of explanations. Rashi in Masechet Shabbos on Kufmem Beis says the reason Eid Echad is Neman b'misa sabal is based on the rule of Afkin Rabbanu v'Kiddushin. Meaning, really, the Eid Echad is not Neman, but Mishum Aguna, they were metakein, that whenever an Eid Echad comes and gives such testimony, we're oker the Kiddushin l'mafre. So there are, I'll give another example, the Gemara says in Bamitzia, that Dalet Amos are kona b'rishus harabi. Meaning if somebody gives you something to acquire within your Dalet Amos b'rishus harabim, that's an effective kin. It's like a chotzer, your personal chotzer b'rishus harabim. The Gemara says, how come? Because gzeira, that people are going to fight if you don't give them Dalet Amos, osil itznuye. They're going to start to, you know, violence will break out in the streets. Okay? So, Rishonim, I'll ask, Dalet Amos, we find Dalet Amos also in Get. Right? It's one thing to say that you can be Kona, an object, based on a Kinyan Drabanan of Dalet Amos. Can you be Kona, a Get, based on Dalet Amos, if it's only Drabanan? That means, Minatorish is still an Ashes Ish. How can you say Dalet Amos, which the Gemara applies to Gittin, but the Gemara Bab Metzia says is a Takana Drabanan, how can it apply to Gittin? So some Rishonim say, no, you got it all wrong. There are two different dinim. Dalet Amos works in Kinyanim, and Dalet Amos works in Gittin. In Kinyanim, it's the Gemara Bab Metzia, and it's a Din Drabanan. In Get, it's a Din Daraisa. How come? How can it be Daraisa and a Get? Because Torah says V'nasam B'yada. So that's considered a Sina. It's not a kinyan chotzer. It's considered an asina. And Tosfos Rid says that. Some other Rishonim say that. But most Rishonim think it's the same. What's a coincidence? Dalet Amos. It's based on Bab Metzia. But how could Gittin be based on a Takana Derabana? So some of them say, Ramban and others, Afkin Rabban and the Kiddushim. In other words, there are the cases in the Gemara, and there are cases that some Rishonim who don't even believe in those cases. I believe the Rambam. We talked about that last week or a couple of weeks ago when we talked about Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph in the Chosishas, that the Rambam always shies away from the afkinu. He paskins the cases. He never explicitly endorses the idea. It's fascinating. There are others who say there are four cases in the Gemara, or whatever there are. They're the only afkinus out there. Even within that group, there are Rishonim, as I think I indicated, who say it's the threat of afkinu, you never have to use it. Or it's the threat of afkinu, and therefore you only have to use it 2%. Then there's a group of Rishonim that say, no, the cases of the Gemara are afkinu, and it's not just a warning, it's a din. Then the next level are the Rishonim who say, you know what, there aren't just four cases in the Gemara. There are 10 cases. I'm making up the number. There are a bunch of cases which the Gemara doesn't use the expression afkinu on, but the only way to explain them is as implicit afkinu. Tosas here, in Kiddushin, Vavmed Beis, about Matano Manas Lahachzir, in Kiddushin, is one of those examples. Tosas is saying, because you're going to confuse Matano Manas Lahachzir and Chalipin, it must be that Matano Manas Lahachzir is a din of afkinu. Rashi says that about Erechon Naman B'Sabal, Ramban says it about Dalet Amos Beget, and so on. Then our Rishonim will go even further and say, you know what? Takanas HaGaonim, or other ones, can also be Afkinu. Like, where do you draw the line? Okay. Either way, this is an important Gemara. However, if you look at the Rambam, in Parakei, Hilchos Ishus Halacha Chaf Dalet, which I'm pretty sure I did put here, on the bottom of page 4, right, the bottom of page 4, number 36, 37. So the Rambam does say a remarkable thing. Again, we'll be elaborating this because it's a big topic. The Rambam says, Ha'omer l'isha ha'reyat mekudeshes li bedinar zeh. Right? He's mekadesh an isha with a dinar. And he says, Al-menas she'taksireyul. Exactly this case. Matana menas l'hachzer. Eina mekudeshes. It doesn't work. Bein echzira, bein lo echzira. Whether even if he fulfills the condition, it doesn't work. That's a Gemara. But what we want to be very careful now to try to examine is, is this Drabbana like Tosa said? And Afkinu? Not likely for the Rambam. I'm claiming the Rambam doesn't ever endorse Afkinu. Right? So, if it's not going to be Drabbanan, right, what is it? So he says, She'im lo echziraso, how are they going to sky him atana? If he doesn't give it back, there's nothing to talk about. Right? He never had it to begin with. V'im echziraso, so he fulfilled the conditions. Hare lo nanis velo higia liyada klum. Wow. Big chiddush of the Rambam. Rambam says, it might be technically a matana, but it's lacking sufficient hana. I don't think he means the quantity. I think he means a certain quality of hana. I like to call it, it's not kesef shel hana, to use like the Avnei Miluim's term, which is what's required in Kiddushin. In other words, the Rambam read the Gemara in Kiddushin Vavmed Beis, not like the Bali Tosas, but as something fundamental. Basically, that Kesef isn't all that's required in Kiddushin. In Kiddushin Kesef, you need Kesef Shalhana. We'll explain what this means, where he gets it from. What's not in this Rambam? Any explicit reference to Chalipin, because the Gemara says the reason that does the Gemara says the reason Matana Manas Lahachzer doesn't work is because what? It's compared to Chalipin, but the Rambam gave a different explanation because it's lacking a certain kind of hana. What did that mean even? So is that the Rambam's way of saying that the problem of Chalipin is that it's lacking a certain kind of hana? Sounds like it. So we'll have to explain. But what's fascinating is that the Rambam never explicitly explains why Chalipin is no good. In other words, the Gemara says, why is Matana Manas Lahachzer no good? It's like Chalipin. The Rambam explains why Matana Manas Lahachzer is no good, but he never explains the connection to or even that chalipin is no good. So is all this just implicit, and you need to know the Gemaras? Or is the Rambam saying, chalipin for sure doesn't qualify? And even though Vatana Manas Lahasir isn't exactly chalipin, it overlaps enough, as reflected in the lack that it doesn't have Hana, that it's also no good. That seems like how the Rambam read the Gemara. So all of this is very intriguing.
Why does it work by Binyan and Ben?
Obviously, why are you asking me only about Pidgin and Ben?
I just use that example. He has to give something. He's going without getting anything.
What? But you're okay with...
No, I'm not okay with any of them. Okay. I just use that as an example.
Okay. So the answer seems to be that in terms of Matana and Kesef, it qualifies. That's exactly the point. There's something unique in Kiddushin. We have to see where it comes from and what it has to do with Chalipin. There's something called Kesef Shalhana. But Truma doesn't need Kesef Shalhana. It needs Matana or Kesef. Pidyon HaBen doesn't need Kesef Shalhana. It just needs Nesina for Pidyon HaBen. Right? And that's true for Mekach HaMemkar. That's true for Lulav. Great. As who says that there's a din of Hana beyond Kesef?
What kind of Matan is it then?
It's a Kenyan Kesef. It's a Nesina. The din of Truma is that you have to give the Kohen, Nasan, right? It's a din of Nesina. That's the language that the Torah uses. The Nasan you have to give the Kohen. A Pidyon HaBen is a Matana. Matnos Kohuna.
Right.
But who says that there's a din of that the matana has to be of a certain quality or level of hana? That's a chiddush. What I'm trying to suggest to you is the chiddush is not that matana manas lahachzer works in Pidyon HaBen or in Truma or in Mekach HaMemkar or in Lulav. The chiddush, and that's clear from the Gemara's Maskana too, but this is the way there is, that it doesn't work in Kiddushin, and that there's something beyond the kesef. It has to be a certain kind of kesef, namely Kesef Shalana. But somehow this is related to our Gemara about Chalip. Yeah.
Where did you get that concept?
Yeah, exactly. If you want to know what I think the answer is, it's from the words Mekanya Nafsha. It's the Rambam's take on the words Mekanya Nafsha. The Ramban actually says this for Rashi, doesn't quote the Rambam, but clearly, in my opinion, he's just working off the Rambam. But I'll show that later. Yeah.
Because it's less than a shell, first of all, kind of nashi, but wouldn't the same thing theoretically apply to a shtar?
That might just be a symptom. Here it is more than a shavapruta. But the fact that it could be less than a shavapruta shows you that the whole kinyan is not a makanya nafsha. Rashi says, we'll see in a second, gnai hula and so on. Right. But Tosas understood Rashi in a very narrow way, and we're going to try to broaden the understanding of Rashi too. Yeah.
Wouldn't the same thing theoretically apply to a shtar, because the paper itself is not even worth the
shtar? So the Bali Tosas asks that question. 100%. A lot of other Rishonim too, but in this long Tosas on Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosas says, "Why is Chalipin, which is Snai, but Pakas Mipruta? Why is it any better than a Shtar? Shtar can be less than a Pruta. In fact, Tosas thinks that a Shtar can even be Surana. A Get can certainly be Surana. It's not so clear that a Shtar Kiddushin could, but Tosas here assumes that it does. If you want to see the line, here it's Gimel Amud Aleph. It's in Tosas. Here, towards the middle of the Tosas." Yeah, the big one. V'hachi Perusho. You see V'hachi Perusho? It's like 3, 6, 9 lines up from the bottom of the page in Tosas, from the beginning of the line. V'hachi Perusho? Got it? V'eim achanami shetiknishim b'chalipin k'sheyesh posa chalipin shavapruta kein kesef. V'kra. Tvei mishtar. That's your question. Sheyesh posa shavapruta. V'ein tzarech sheyesh v'hashtar pruta. That's Tosas's question and answer, but we'll discuss when we get to it. Yeah. Right.
The concept of.
Right. So that's what kind of Tosas is saying, that shtar, no one, the idea of value in shtar is irrelevant. In Kiddushin, maybe there's a certain, in Chalipin, maybe there's a different way or a different, more flexible way to look at exchange or value. But shtar is not about exchange. Shtar is about a raya. Shtar is about the story.
It's beyond that. The shtar doesn't have to generate a hanah.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. So I think we're saying the same thing. Yeah.
The same thing applies back in Khalifa. You have to normally give it back. So you're not getting anything anyway.
So that, no, that's part of the matana v'nas lahat. So you do or you don't.
Right.
Number one, it's not so clear that you do, even though typically it was given back, but it's a discussion. The simple reading of the Gemara Nedarim is that the Gemara concludes that you could keep it if you want.
Right.
The Ramban and the Ran, both in Nedarim and in Kiddushin, both think that when the Gemara says that, it's a vichuya bi'alma, meaning that you could keep it if you want. They say, oh, the Gemara meant that even according to the view that you could keep it, there are other ways to read the issue there. But in Ochanami, you really couldn't keep it even if you want. But then the question is that a cause or is that a reflection? Right? Meaning, therefore it is, because the Gemara, as end of Bamud Beis, seems to say, the problem about Tana Manas Lachs is that it's Chalipin. Not that the problem of Chalipin is that it's Matana Manas Lachs. If you look at the Ran, I mean, just very quickly, and Bamud Beis, you'll see that when he reads the Rambam, he reads as if the Rambam is talking about Chalipin. Here. Second. Look on base of the Dabei Rif. I think. Yeah. Everybody has base of the Dabei Rif? Page 4? Yeah? Yeah. The bottom P. Bekule kon the bar mishul fein ein yishim pokz niklas bechalipin. The Ran says kachi girsa behilchos rav alfas. Aval Rabbeinu haigon gores b'sefer hamakach gzeira shema yomru isha niklas bechalipin. Okay, that's better than if you want to have if you think it's a din d'rabbanan, obviously that's a better girsa. V'alchi perusha matanu manas la'atzir lav chalipin mamishi. They're not really the same. El de lafi sheni shaniknas bechalipin gozru mishum dika chalipin de damu lematano manas lahachser dainu chalipay sudar de hadar, because usually it goes back. The apal gab Ravashi Omar Hossam ben Adarim, but I just told you about parka shudfim. The Ravashi said that if you want to keep it, you can keep it, right? Man lemalon de sudar itafas lamitvas klomar shim rotza maknas shalolach zero. If he insists on keeping it, rasha he could. Hossam bederech techia bilchud. The Ran says, that's the Gemara to mean that. Okay. Am Ravashi Hachi. Avo Kushta de Milsa, the Itafa Slo Metfis, he can't keep it. Kinemashma mi membra yahacha. Then he says, Ukvar kasafti zebesiata de Shmaya, Vyaf girsas harifu gores sheni shanikans pechalipin, kakaf shalafarsha. Even if you don't say gzeira, maybe you mean gzeira. Klomar, matanamanas lahasi lechalipin dami. Veshaich lemigzer ba'atu chalipin. Avali says, midivere Rambam. The parakeh huchos ishus nira shehu mafarish to kol matano ki aygav legabe isha ke chalipin hu. That every, it sounds like the Ram, does the Rambam say that? If you read the Rambam through the Ran, Rambam says in the fifth parak of ishus, right? The kol matano ki aygavna, every matano menas lahachzir legabe isha ke chalipin hu. Does Rambam say anything about chalipin? Not in the whole Hilchos Ishus, never mind in Parakeh. Certainly not in Parakeh Halakha Chavdalet, certainly not in Parakeh. And not in all of Hilchos Ishus. What is the Ran? The Ran is projecting. And it's not his fault. I mean, I'm not blaming him. I think it's fascinating. Meaning, if you read the Gemara and then you read the Rambam, so invisibly, you read into the Rambam, like what is this Kesef Shalana thing? Right? The answer is the Kesef Shalana is the equivalent of Chalipin. That's what he's projecting. And he might be right. But he's writing it as if the Rambam... If you didn't look up the Rambam, you'd think that the Rambam wrote these words. He doesn't even mention Chalipin at all. She'ene isha makne atzma bahem. U'bematano menas lahatsi lo mekanya nafsha shorib ena makzira lo konsa klal. Im makzira hare ena nenizba. And then he adds, "Afil nenas bab b'shava pruta kodem shechzi rasa." Let's say having it for the time that I have it is worth more than a pruta to me. That's not what the Rambam meant. Iu lo b'hayano kamar. He's bothered by our question. Namely, it sounds like we're mostly saying that the problem of chalipin is the fact that it's not going to be, is the fact that it's going to be returned. But that's exactly the opposite of what the Gemara said. The Gemara said the problem of matanah menasa hachzer is that it's chalipin. The Gemara didn't say the problem of chalipin is that it's matanah menasa hachzer. Says the Ran, really the Ramban says it earlier, you know, delotanya bidatanya. All this comes from the fact that the Mishnah says three, the Gemara says lemute chalipin. So even though the reason for the chalipin is the matanah menasa hachzer, the Gemara is saying the matanah menasa hachzer is the chalipin because that's the source that it doesn't work. But conceptually, the reason that chalipin is no good is because of matanah menasa hachzer. And what's that? Lack of hana. So if you read the Ran, you know, he's addressing that question. It's l'shitaso. He's basically saying that the Rambam, right, is addressing and equating matanah menasa hachzer and chalipin and seeing the both as a lack of what I call kesef shel hana. Even though there's a pruta here. And you can be kaddish with a straight pruta. But there's something about this matana menas lahachzir approach, even if it's, let's say, it's a big matana. So let's say having it temporarily gives you, you know, 100 times shavapruta. It doesn't matter. Since what he's giving is a matana, and it's a menas lahachzir, right, there's something about that approach which is incompatible with the kind of kesef that you need in Kiddusha. Interesting. So what I'm trying to show is that the Ran projected on the Rambam here. Maybe not wrongly, but he projected.
When the Gemara said, Limutei Mai, why didn't it suggest Limutei?
Matana Menas Lahachzir. In Achanam. But, right, I mean, according to the Ran, it really should have. What I'm suggesting is going to be something a little not so disconnected, hopefully, just a little bit, formulated a little bit differently, where the key is the Chalip. Yeah.
Isn't there a possibly an easier way out in discussing this entire thing? This whole Gemara goes according to Rav Kuda. The whole Shatzal Karya that we've been discussing is according to Rav Kuda. But since we don't paskal like Rav Kuda, and since we reject Rav Kuda, we don't have to get involved in this at all. We simply say, the minyana is l'mute chupa. And the whole discussion doesn't...
Well, do you want to go... I totally agree with your ha'ara. I think it's a good ha'ara. But no one is going so far, and this, some of the Rishonim do ask this question. I mean, almost... There's a question whether we paskin like Rav Huna or not. Clearly, the majority of Rishonim don't paskin like Rav Huna. Pretty clear the Rambam doesn't paskin like... There's some question about the Rif paskin like Rav Huna. Maybe Rabbeinu Hanan will paskin like Rav Huna. It's a little tricky. But does anybody think that you can be Mekadosh and Isha with Chalipin?
No.
Right? The truth is that what you're saying, you could have said, like if you found Rishonim who said, you can be Mekadosh and Isha with Chalipin, and said, but it's against the Gemara, then the answer would be exactly what you said. This Gemara is Aliba Dravuna. We don't paskin like Dravuna, and therefore we can Chalipin is fine. But as far as I'm aware, no one... Not a single Rishon thinks that, I'm not talking about in principle, but in practice, not a single Rishon thinks you can be Mekadesh B'chalipin.
Shocked.
What?
Shocked.
Shocked?
Shocked.
Oh, shocked, I got it. Then you're left with, but that doesn't mean what you're saying is wrong either. Meaning, maybe the connection between Matano, Menas, L'Hachzer, and Chalipin, maybe that's Alibidus Shaklavataria, Tani Tanya Batanya Velotanya, because even what the Ran is saying, or let's just take your point, your Hara, and just, you know, twist it a little bit of a different way. Meaning the Ran is saying, well, how come the Gemara is Tola Matana Menas Lahachzer on Chuppa, on Chalipin, when the problem of Chalipin is that it's Matana Menas Lahachzer? The answer is, because that's the Miut. Right? One could have said, you know, maybe one should have said, that's tamua number one, because is that a good enough reason to formulate conceptually and accurately? I wouldn't think so. Moreover, right, it's not even true, because if you don't paskin like Rav Huna, then it's not even tolui delo tanya b'detanya. It's not b'detanya. So it's even more tamua. So it's a good point. It's just not. I just don't want you to come to the conclusion that Khalipin works as a result, which you could have thought.
So maybe that's why the Rambam doesn't mention Khalipin.
Yeah, maybe, because he doesn't need to. But in the end of the day, it ends up the same, because I'm less interested in how to read this line or that line, although that's important too. It's fine. I'm fine with saying certain lines of the Gemara are shaloh alibi deyuchasa, because you paskin like Rav Huna or whatever, but you still want to understand why it doesn't work, and why it doesn't even need to be addressed. It sounds like it's just very basic why it doesn't work. Okay, so let me get back. We're going to have to stop in a minute. This is just a preliminary, sketch. So let me go back to the Shakla Vitaria for a minute. I think there are two basic ways to read the Gemara in the Gimel Amud Aleph. Right? Again, what is the Gemara saying? That Minyana Dereshes Lamute Chalipin. Everything here is golden. In other words, it's all very significant. There are two broadly speaking ways to read the Gemara. One is the way the Bali Tosis read the Gemara, and we'll discuss this inside and break it down a little more. The Bali Tosis basically said the following. The Gemara really thought that we compare Isha and Sada, or Darke Kinyan of Isha to Darke Kinyan of Sada, across the board, and therefore we thought that since Khalipin works in a Sada, Khalipin works also for Isha? Really? That's what the Gemara thought? There really was such a Havamina? If that's true, then how come the Gemara didn't think that Chazaka works for Isha? Something actually the Rishonim discusses. How come the Gemara needs to find the source for Kinyan Shtar in Kiddushin in V'yatzav Ha'isa? Why not say a Karka's Nikne, Sada's Nikne B'Shtar? Right? And so on. That's what bothered Bali Tosis. Some Rishon were bothered just by the idea that we're equating, Kinyan Isha and Kinyan Sada. Never mind the questions that it raises, but just like, why? Why should we think that these two things are the same? So if not, so what was the Gemara talking about? Oh. So the way Bali Tosis read the whole sugya was that the Gemara didn't think that there's a broad equation between Kinyan Sada and Kinyan Isha. What the Gemara thought was that Kinyan Chalip, the Gemara's weighing is to what extent Kinyan Chalipin is part of Kinyan Kesef. We know, Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron, right, Parshas Chayisara, that we already said on Dab Beis, right, and we say it again on Dab Dalet Amud Beis. Kicha kicha mistei Ephron, sodos bekesef yiknu. That kicha means kinyan kesef. So that we know. We know there's a kinyan kesef be'isha. What we thought was that if there's kesef, there's chalipin. Not because whatever works for Sada works for Isha, but because if kesef works, then kesef includes chalipin. So the whole Gemara revolves around, the Gemara knew that if Chalipin wasn't Kesef, then it wasn't going to work, because there's no Makar. Or maybe because then it wouldn't be appropriate, even if there was a Makar. What the Gemara didn't know is whether or not Chalipin is a subcategory of Kesef, or to what extent it's a subcategory. So that's how you read the Gemara. The Gemara says the following. I'll show you in Tosis either now or next time. The Gemara says as follows. Sokatai Khamina Hova Gamma Kicha Kicha Mistey Afron. That's where we learn Kinyan Kesef from. So Masa the Mekanya Bechalipin. Chalipin is a form of Kesef. Afishanami Mekanya Bechalipin. Kamash Malon. So the Gemara says, well, that sounds pretty good. What do you mean the Kamash Malon? The Ema Hakanami. The Gemara says, Chalipin is Snai Bapakas Bishavar Pruta. The isha pachas mishomer puta lo makanya nafsha. Chalipin is not just a form of kesef. V'haraya, there is chalipin with less than a pruta. And a less than a pruta doesn't have a shame kesef. So obviously chalipin is something else. If it's something else, then it's of course disqualified from isha. Now, if you interpret that way, then what do you do with the Gemara in Bamed Beis, which says that Matana Menas Lahachzir is Chalipin? Chalipin is no good for Kiddushin because it's not included in Kesef, right? What does that have to do with Matana Menas Lahachzir, which is Kesef? The answer is you have Balitosis Lachitasam say, no, that's only, it looks like it, people make a mistake, it's Afkin Rabbanan, it's Xerad Rabbanan. I mean, at Torah there's no connection because they're totally different. Look in Tosis, you'll see these lines. Here. I mean, from the beginning, okay, I don't want to get the Rashi part yet, so here. One second. The Ode Kasha starts four lines down in Tosis. Kivin the Solkadai Techashel Migmar Kinyane Isha Mikinyane Sada. Everybody have it? Four lines down? If the Habamina here was that any Kinyan that works for Sada works for Isha, and that's why Chalipin would work, Imkein Isha Nami Tikne V'Chazaka, Kimo Sada. V'od L'Kaman Boi B'Gamar V'Shtar Minalan. Later the Gemara asks, what's the source for Shtar? And the Gemara says, Amai Boi Ligmar Misada. The Garcina Pachas Mishon Pruta Lo Mekanya, the Lo Goras Nafsha, the Lo Bikpeda Talia Milsa. It's not what she cares about, she wants, what she's particular about. That's not the issue. Lahain the Tama Mishun the Gomar Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron. We learn Kicha Kicha of Ste Ephron to teach Kesef, the Ksive Kesef, Ube Pachas Mishon Pruta Lo Mikri Kesef. A Maksha Shehiksha Tchila, the Habamina was. They didn't ask about other kinyanim. There never was a view that whatever works for a sada works for an isha. That's why the Gemara needs a makar for shtar. They specifically asked Chalipin because they thought it was a subcategory of Kesef. Shigesh Bahem Shava Pruta. When it has a Pruta. V'alchi Perusha. Ema Kanami Shetiknisha B'Chalipin. Kishiyesh Bo Sam Chalipin Shava Pruta. Ke'ein Kesef Tikra. Tvei Mishtar. That's the question you asked about Shtar. Shigesh Bo Shava Pruta. Let's say you have a Shtar that's Shava Pruta. No one will think that that's Kesef. Te'ein Tzorech Shigeshva Shtar Pruta. Even Yisra'el Na is okay. This is assuming even in Kedushin, that's not so clear. Abba Chalipin, the Shavar Pruta, Domin, the Kesef. Umbishani, Chalipin, the Snai, the Pokes, the Shavar Pruta, Vim Kain, Eina Mitam Kesef, El Kinyan Acher, who. Yeah.
What was the Habamina? You're splitting between the case of the less than Shavar Pruta and more than Shavar?
Yeah, so it sounds like, doesn't explain, it sounds like that either it's a certain form of Kesef that is possible for less than a pruta, or that less, we don't define pruta in terms of shovi bashuk, maybe it's intrinsic value, and maybe kalim have a different status. So we'll get back to that. That's one way to read the Gemara. So according to the Balitosis, then the question becomes, how serious was the Habamina? Because there are some differences between the Chalipin and Kesef. For example, in Madbeya, as we say, Nasa Chalipin. But Mabeus nita on the peros, you need a kli. Obviously, it's not shava kesef. If anything, it's a some sort of a barter or exchange. This is what we have to talk about as a form of kesef. So, how serious was the Habamina that it's kesef? But then even more so, how serious is the maskana that it is sufficiently distant from kesef? But do we mean it's something totally different? Or are we saying that it is barter, but barter isn't kesef? Barter is a min bimino, kind of a keli for keli, you know, type of an exchange that's far from any kind of value notion whatsoever. For example, I'll just tell you something that comes up. Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar discusses it. Later on, the Mishnah says on Chaf Hey, that shtar is niknes, right? The kesef b'shtaru b'chazaka. So, if that's the case, where's kinyan sudar? Right? Everybody agrees that kinyan sudar works for karka. We see it from our Gemara. How come it's not in the Mishnah? Oh. So some of the Rishonim say, because it's the universal, versatile, uniform kinyan. It's tam kinyan. That's why it works for everything. It doesn't need to be in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about specific kinyanim, not generic kinyan. That's an interesting and an important answer. But you know what Rabbeinu Tam says in Sefer Yashar? He says it is in the Mishnah. It's included in Kesef. The Ravid in two places, in Hukas Avadim, Perek Hey, Halacha Gimel, and in Perek Chavtes, Hukas Bechira Halacha Tes, you have them both here. Even the Maskana says Kesef Harehu Kikinyan. I'm sorry, Kinyan Harehu Kikesef. So Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar and the Ravid, even the Maskana, continue to cling to some notion that Chalipin is a subcategory of Kesef. According to Tosus' reading of this Shaklavataria, that's exactly the tension between the Habamina and the Maskana. But there's a second way to read the whole Gemara. And that is that the Gemara is making a comparison. The Gemara didn't think that Chalipin is a form of Kesef. The Gemara knew that Chalipin was not Kesef. After all, they knew that it was Isnayu B'papas Mishaba Pruta. Right, they knew that Ein Madbeya Nasa Chalipin and Ein Peros Nasa Chalipin, and they knew that according to Levi it's Caleb Shalmakne. They didn't think that Chalipin is a subcategory of Kesef. But they did think that certain, that the Xeroshava of Kicha Kicha Misteaphron is not limited to Kesef. It says that the capacity to acquire a Sada is a good paradigm for kinyane ishus. Not because an ishus is a sada, obviously, but because whatever, that too is a transcendent kinyan, or whatever, it's exeris akasav, that's a place to begin. As long as it's an appropriate kind of a kinyan, right? So then the question is, okay, instead of being an internal discussion about chalipin and how kesef, or kesef, and what, where to draw the lines in that relationship, it then becomes a question about the very nature of and the paradigms, therefore, that work for kinyan b'ishus. What is the nature of chalipin, and what is the kind of kinyan that you require in kiddushin? And that's why this is such an important topic, and that, of course, connects to the matan v'nasa hachzir idea, the kesef shel hanah idea of the Rambam, and so on. So that's what we'll pick up with in Mirtz Hashem in 2 weeks, just to remind everybody, no week, no shir next week, but in 2 weeks.